From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The actions of the Internal Revenue Service are getting a closer look today in Congress. The former acting director of the IRS goes before the House Ways and Means Committee. Stephen Miller will be questioned about IRS targeting of Tea Party and other conservative political groups. The controversy forced Miller to resign. President Obama is vowing to hold those responsible accountable, but the president is dismissing the idea of a special prosecutor to investigate the IRS. Replacing Stephen Miller at the IRS is Danny Werfel. NPR's Craig Windham reports Werfel has been working as controller of the White House Office of Management and Budget.
The president says naming Werfel to head the IRS is just the first step in fixing the problems at the agency.
We're also going to make sure that we gather up the facts and hold accountable and responsible anybody who was involved in this.
Speaking at a White House news conference, Obama pledged to make sure the IRS is doing its job scrupulously and with no bias.
It is just simply unacceptable for there to even be a hint of partisanship or ideology when it comes to the application of our tax laws.
Obama declined to support the appointment of an independent counsel to investigate the IRS, as some Republican lawmakers have demanded. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon is in Russia today for talks on Syria with President Vladimir Putin. NPR's Corey Flintoff in Moscow reports Ban is trying to keep all parties on track for a Syria peace conference next month.
Ban is in the Black Sea resort city of Sochi for talks with the president and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Russia's been a staunch supporter of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, repeatedly blocking United Nations efforts to pave the way for his departure. Earlier this month, after Secretary of State John Kerry went to Moscow, Russia agreed to back a peace conference on Syria which would include the warring parties. Since then, British Prime Minister David Cameron visited Putin in Sochi to lend Britain's support to the effort. After his talks with Lavrov, Ban told reporters that the world must not lose momentum on restarting the peace process. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Firefighters in Southern California say they're still working to contain a large wildfire burning in the hills and mountains outside Los Angeles. That fire has burned 3,800 acres, but so far it's not threatening any homes. Fire officials say cooler weather is helping crews to make progress. There were 16 tornadoes in Texas on Wednesday night in that deadly outbreak of storms. The National Weather Service says the strongest tornado was the one that hit Granbury, not far from Fort Worth. It says it was an F4, the second strongest tornado there is, with winds of up to 200 miles per hour. This is NPR News. One of the brothers accused in the Mother's Day parade shooting in New Orleans is due in court today. Police say 24-year-old Sean Scott is facing 20 counts of attempted murder. His 19-year-old brother is as well. He's being held on $10 million bond. Four others have been arrested as accessories in those shootings. The parade's organizer says he's pleased with the arrests in the case and is planning to restage the parade on June the 1st. Officials in Ohio say missing persons data will be handled differently after the recent discovery of three women held captive for years in Cleveland. Brian Bull with member station WCPN reports the idea is to keep the information more current.
Just a year after Michelle Knight's disappearance in 2002, her record was deleted from a national missing persons database. Police say they couldn't find anyone to confirm that Knight was actually still missing. Cuyahoga County Executive Ed Fitzgerald says they're launching a missing persons website with three dedicated staffers. They're also hiring a missing persons liaison and two additional sheriff's deputies that'll track ongoing cases to make sure that no one falls through the cracks.
It's important, I think, to have a couple law enforcement officers that are specifically assigned to these cases, no matter how hot or cold they may be.
Meanwhile, Ariel Castro is expected to plead not guilty to charges of rape and kidnapping. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.
Stocks are mixed today overseas. Shares close mostly higher in Asia. Japan's Nikkei index rose 0.7%. Share prices also finished the day higher in China. They close lower in Taiwan, India, and Singapore. On Wall Street, Dow futures are slightly higher. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.